Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. It's Him. Today we look at John chapter 21, starting at verse 4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Have you ever had the experience where someone comes up to you, you look at them and think, "They look so familiar, but I just can't place them." You run into this person in a completely different setting than you normally would, and your mind struggles to put it together. Once you start talking, it clicks, and you realize who it is you're talking to. The disciples had gone through a lot. Jesus, the one they loved, the one they spent so much time with, had been crucified. 3 days later, they got word that he had risen from the dead. While in hiding in fear, Jesus appeared to them in a locked room with the words, "Peace be with you." In our reading today, the disciples are at the Sea of Galilee doing what they had done so often, fishing. Peter knew all about fishing, but this time, as had happened in the past, no fish. Early in the morning, after fishing all night, they hear a voice from the shore asking about their catch. Nothing. That's what they had caught. The man gave them instructions to put their nets on the right side and try again. Now what? Nets brimming with fish. So many fish that they couldn't pull the nets into the boat. Does all this sound familiar? Suddenly, the light goes on and they realize who is on the shore. What an amazing moment yet again. Here is Jesus watching over them and once again providing for them. What a breakfast they had that morning. In this account, Jesus is reminding us too. As we go about each day, Jesus is there with us all through the day. His heart is full of love for us as he watches the joyful things, the challenging things, the disappointing things, and the sinful things. And yet, we can so often be like the disciples who didn't always recognize that he was right there with them. How often do we muddle through our day without much thought about him? We can take so long before we recognize and remember to turn to him with our thanks, our repentance, our petitions. Never forget that Jesus is there right beside you, right behind you, right in front of you. He's there to guard and guide you. He's there to comfort and encourage you. He's there to remind you of your need for a Savior and then to grant you his grace and forgiveness. He's there providing innumerable earthly blessings, too many to count. Your net is full because of his blessings, both spiritual and earthly. Thank you, Lord. We pray together. Dear Jesus, I can so often neglect you, and yet you never neglect me. Thank you for your constant love and presence in my life. Let me never take you for granted, but look to you in all I do. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.